Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 11th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 18, verse 13. The tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift his eyes up to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It seems the tax collector must have heard something of God's word beforehand, that he believed this word and became a godly man as a result of this. As Paul says in Romans 10:17, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. When God's word takes hold of a man's heart, it purifies him and makes him truly pious and godly. The evangelist does not expressly say here that the tax collector had heard the gospel, but he gives certain indications that he had heard it somewhere or another, for the tax collector exclaims, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Such an exclamation is beyond all the powers of human reason. Therefore, he must have been acquainted previously with the fact that God is gracious, merciful, and friendly to all who recognize their sins, who call upon him and desire his grace. He had heard that God in his heart of hearts is gracious to all who humble themselves and who look to him for comfort and consolation. The beginning of all true piety must never be sought in ourselves, but in the Word of God. God must first let his word sound forth in our hearts. Through this word, we learn to know God and come to faith in him. After this, we are equipped for good works. Accordingly, we must also infer here that the tax collector in some way or other heard the word of God. If this were not so, it would certainly have been quite impossible for him to confess himself to be a sinner as the gospel reports it. He would not have been humbled and beaten his breast unless there were true faith in his heart beforehand. Let us pray. Thanks and praise be to you, Heavenly Father, for the precious gift of your word. Grant that we may always accept your word with our whole heart, so that it always proves itself a powerful influence in our lives, fully sanctifying us, for Christ the Savior's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.